happiest place in the world. Does he feel this only because Sarantoia has not come? While he waits for the sun to come up, he asks himself, not for the first time, but the first time so seriously, if he ever really did have a dream dragon. He has known the dragon for as long as he can remember, and he is quite sure that Sarantoia used to visit him every night. They used to chat. She would play jokes on him. Sometimes she would offer him the wisdom of the dragons, and sometimes she would simply stand guard whilst he dreamt. As a child, he believed that the dragon was real, made of flesh and blood and shimmering armored scales, and simply invisible to adults for some reason or other. Later, he realized that the facts of the matter were probably somewhat different. Sarantoia does exist, in a way, but she exists with her dragon kindred in another world. This world is as real and tangible as the world of his clan, of his family, but far, far away. Further away than the mountains behind the horizon. Recently, Sarantoia's visits have become less frequent. She does not come every night now, but only now and then, usually when there are important things to discuss or a crucial decision to be made. Sometimes he is not aware of how important a decision is until she appears to him. Yet, since they fled, since his life has gone so badly wrong, she has only come every now and then. It seems to have something to do with him growing up. And he notices this when he is near Arbessa. Just looking at her can fill him with feelings that are confusing, sometimes scary. Is Sarantoia the dragon jealous? She has been the most important thing in his life up until now. He could cry to her when he had hurt himself. She comforted him with soothing words when someone had done him wrong, and offered him advice.